It's all right with you if I make a few remarks to the audience concerning the process?
Sir.
Okay. Now, that in essence is simple SCS. Very simple. You would run it at the beginning of a session to get the pre-clearing session. Now, the funny part of it is, if I ask Carl right now whether or not the auditing room was more real to him, I can tell you pretty sure what he'd answer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Very definitely.
It's real, real. I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. And is your auditor a little more?
Yeah.
Worried around? How about you? You're here?
I feel quite a sense of elation.
Good.
From knowing that I would run the body once in a while.
All right. In other words, in addition to starting a session, which is the basic use of start, change, and stop, which is run in almost any order except stop first. You wouldn't run SCS with stop first. That makes it a different process entirely. We then have been able to start a session. Do you see this? We have a pre-clear in good shape then, and we could run him very easily on processes which he ordinarily might not get much gain on, you see? And we could just run that to start a session with, to get a session started. Now, you understand that it's awfully good as a sort of an 8C, but it's an introverted process. It is not an extrovert process at all. 8C is an extrovert process. Walk over to the wall and touch it, you know? That's a wall. That isn't what he's doing at all. He's walking a body around here. He's actually right up against the bank when he's doing this. See that? He had marching and all kinds of things mixed up in that. Well, there are other processes to run. You could have him run processes of a very modern nature. Now, after this, but the pre-clear would be sufficiently in session so that if anything happened untoward, the auditor would have no great difficulty snapping him back into session again. You follow that? He wouldn't have a lot of difficulty snapping him back into session again because the pre-clear already knows he is running the body. He isn't under some kind of a quasi-belief that the auditor is stuck in his head too. You see this? It's kind of the way it feels. All right. Now that would be the process I would recommend to you to start your sessions with. Got that very clearly. I would recommend that process to you on any pre-clear to start the sessions with. And I'll show you a couple of minor points here. Is that all right? And these are simply this. We walk with the pre-clear. You see this? We walk along with the pre-clear. We don't let him get too far ahead of us. You see that? In other words, don't get that terminal too far apart. See? Another thing, we touch the pre-clear every now and then because we have to keep the pre-clear slightly extroverted. We make him aware of the auditor by tactile. Now, a lot of pre-clears, go ahead and flinch. That's too good a flinch. Much too good a flinch. Now, let me show you something. Did you notice that even though he went away from me, I still have hold of his elbow? Now, jerk the elbow away and say that you don't like people touching you.
I don't like people touching me.
Oh, well.
You don't get far.
Well, I know, but that's one of the things that happens with this process. You really get over that sort of thing, you know? Smooth, huh?
Smooth.
Butter.
But I tell you something. If your pre-clear continues to have a tactile difficulty with you as the auditor, he hasn't got an auditor. Follow me? If a pre-clear is always afraid that the auditor is going to touch him in some little fashion, What do you think he thinks about his bank and the auditor touching it? He's going, as far as his mind is concerned, flinch, flinch, you see? And he finds out that he doesn't get bitten, but he also finds out that he doesn't get loose. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
The way you handle that is, although you touch him on the elbow, you will find that there is a bending joint on the elbow right there. And even though he can jerk a little bit out of it, so you don't want to crush him, you're right there again. Because he can't jerk his arm very fast that way, he has a tendency to have to turn his body in order to get free from you. Do you see? So this is just a little interesting point. Another thing is why do you walk with a preclip? To give the auditor exercise, of course. No, there is an actual fact. There's an actual fact connected with it. I'll show you something. All right, walk there. That's not walk there. Good, walk there. You don't like that, do you?
No. There's been a change.
Been a change, hasn't it?
Yes.
Look at that. Why? There's no mimicry, you see? No mimicry at all. And so there really is no good communication between the auditor and the preclear. Did I ruin you completely by doing that?
No.
Actually, if you did that to somebody who was real flighty, they would get real flighty. Thank you.